But at that moment Turin returned. Coming silently, as was his custom, he stood in the shadows beyond the ring of men, and he saw the haggard face of Beleg in the light of the brand. Then he was stricken as with a shaft, and as if at the sudden melting of a frost, tears long unshed filled his eyes. He sprang out and ran to the tree. "Beleg! Beleg!" he cried. "How have you come hither, and why do you stand so?" At once he cut the bonds from his friend, and Beleg fell forward into his arms. When Turin heard all that the men would tell, he was angry and grieved, but at first he gave heed only to Beleg. While he tended him with what skill he had, he thought of his life in the woods, and his anger turned upon himself. For often strangers had been slain when caught near the lairs of the outlaws, or waylaid by them, and he had not hindered it. And often he himself had spoken ill of King Thingol and of the grey elves, so that he must share the blame if they were treated as foes. Then with bitterness he turned to the men. "You were cruel," he said, "and cruel without need. Never until now have we tormented a prisoner. But to this orc work, such a life as we lead has brought us. Lawless and fruitless all our deeds have been, serving only ourselves and feeding hate in our hearts." But Undrog said, "But whom shall we serve if not ourselves? Whom shall we love when all hate us? At least my hands shall not again be raised against elves or men," said Turin. "Angband has servants enough. If others will not take this vow with me, I will walk alone." Then Beleg opened his eyes and raised his head. "Not alone," he said. "Now at last I can tell my tidings. You are no outlaw, and Nathan is a name unfit. Such fault as was found in you is pardoned. For a year you have been sought to recall you to honour and to the service of the king. The dragon helm has been missed too long." But Turin showed no joy in this news, and sat long in silence, for at Beleg's words a shadow fell upon him again. "Let this night pass," he said at length, "then I will choose. However it goes, we must leave this lair tomorrow, for not all who seek us wish us well." "Nay, none," said Undrog, and he cast an evil look at Beleg.